Well, the Weekend Warrior Championship is now history, and Rick LaPointe, you're the winner.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've never fished this lake before. It's a great lake. It's got a lot of big fish in it. I never thought 17 pounds each day would win this thing, but the weather turned for the worse, and fishing a drop shot down here, you know, my table rock pattern down here worked very well for me.
Well, $25,000 for the winner. Of course, Skeeter is the namesake on this thing. You're a Skeeter boat owner, but, you know, you use your electronics, too, and I want to make sure, you know, sometimes it sounds like a commercial, but it's not meant to. You had to have good graphs, and Hummingbird came through for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I use the side imager quite a bit pre-fishing. Use it on the humps, and we found out there's a lot of stumps on these humps we were fishing, and the ones that had the stumps on the humps were the ones that were very productive for us.
Well, side imaging is you can go out there and you can get away from the spot and look and see what's on the spot. You're talking about the humps. Now, your drop shot, what were you throwing? Tell me a little bit about line and some of those things.
I was throwing the 15-pound fluorocarbon Seaguar on a Grant custom rod, and which was very important for me because the wind was blowing so hard I couldn't hardly feel the bites, but with that rod I could feel the bites. And I was on the drop shot rig. I was throwing a 4.5-inch Yum Dinger fork tail and green pumpkin purple fleck, and they just loved it. They ate it good. I mean, I had 7 keepers the first day, and I had I can't remember if it's 9 or 10 keepers today.
You know, general rule of thumb is you fish shallow when, you know, they've had this nice warming trend down here at Gunnersville, and it's been, you know, one of those things where you say, okay, I'm going to go fish shallow, 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 look for these big fish on the bed. That wasn't your game plan.
Well, I am actually fishing fairly shallow. I mean, I'm fishing 3 to 5 feet of water, but in this lake, that's not shallow. You know, the first 2 days of practice, I went up and fished bedded fish in less than 2 foot of water and caught a lot of fish. But they weren't the size of the fish I knew that would win this thing. And Pete was catching fish on the humps that were a little bit bigger fish. So the last 2 days of practice, I keyed on the deeper humps. And you know, I caught a 5-pounder just about every day pre-fishing. And knew that that would be the, you know, where I need to fish.
Well, Rick, you guide for a living. You mentioned that a little bit earlier, but $25,000, you've won some boats, you've won some of those kind of things, but a $25,000 check, does that change anything for you? Does it, you know, is it something that it's going to make it so it's a little bit more comfortable? Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, it's always going to make it a little more comfortable getting a nice check like that. But, you know, I just go on every day just like I do, and, you know, Monday morning I'm out guiding again, and just so I'll have a bigger smile on my face.
Well, no doubt about it. Talk a little bit about your sponsorship. You know, you talked about your rods and some of the things, but you've got Minn Kota, you've got Hummingbird, you've got Skeeter, you've got Yamaha, some of those guys. Talk to me about how important they are to you.
Well, I tell you what, I couldn't do what I do for a living if it wasn't for Skeeter and Yamaha and all the rest of my sponsors. They make it possible for me. They make it financially possible for me to guide for a living. You know, if it wasn't for them, and the great deals I get from them, I mean, I couldn't do this.
Well, all right, now let's reflect a little bit on the Bass Fan Army. You've been around the Bass Fan Army. This is the second time to qualify. Had a good tournament down in Texas, but you know, this one here, winning it, kind of caps it off.
Oh, yeah, you know, I don't go to these tournaments to take second place. The championship-style tournaments with a winner-take-all are my style. I love fishing them because I know I just got to catch a big bag each day to win, and I do very well when I fish championship style tournaments.
We got a very unique boat. You know, you got that big deep with a walk-through windshield, a big deep Skeeter, and you know that had to play into this. With this wind blowing as hard as it has for 3 or 4 days at this event, that boat probably helped a little bit.
Well, it helped on the ride, definitely. It's the most comfortable riding boat there is. You know, that ZX 2050 Skeeter is just a great riding boat. It does blow a little bit around in the wind, but with that Minn Kota 101 on the front, it just, you know, it can keep me, you know, where I need to be. There was a lot of spots that were just basically unfishable for me that I had big fish on. But, you know, thanks to my partner, Pete Peterson, you know, he gave me a couple of his spots for this last day that I was able to catch a nice bag on today.
Well, you guys started working together at last year's Weekend Warrior, and that partnership has paid big dividends for both of you.
Oh, yes, it has. You know, you know, mainly for me, I guess, because, you know, I've won a couple big tournaments, and he's been a great help to me. It's a two-way street. You know, we had an agreement. That we share everything we have, and let everybody know where we fish, and let each other know where we fish, and we don't keep nothing secret. He's a great friend, and we're both honest to each other, and it's an agreement and a friendship I know will last for a long time.
Well, I tell you what, $25,000 will last for a while, and you couldn't come to a nicer guy, Rick. I really think it's a phenomenal deal. That big smile on your face when you came up on the weigh-in stage, you know, when we were up there doing that, made me feel good.
Well, it made me feel pretty excited, too. I know I won only by an ounce, but, you know, somebody's got to win, and the Lord blessed me today. It was unbelievable. I don't deserve this, but I'll take it.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Army Radio.